Hey everybody, it's Paul Scheer from How Did This Get Made? I wanted to let you know that we have a brand new website. It's hdtgminfo.com. You can find out everything that you need to know about How Did This Get Made on that site, where we're doing live shows, where to buy tickets, what the movies are. Everything and anything is there. And I want to let you know that we have shows coming up in New York and Denver and in some other places that we can't quite announce yet. So bookmark hdtgminfo.com.
The following episode of How Did This Get Made is sponsored by LegalZoom. They're helping keep the show free. If you go to LegalZoom.com and enter the code EARWOLF, you'll get a discount and 100% of what you spend there comes directly back to the show. LegalZoom is the best place to help with your legal needs. They're not a law firm, but they provide self-help services at your direction. For more information on how to support this show and the rest of the EARWOLF podcast network, go to EARWOLF.com/insider.
The following episode of Comedy Bang Bang is sponsored by LegalZoom. They're helping to keep this show free. If you go to LegalZoom.com and enter the code EARWOLF, you'll get a discount, and 100% of what you spend there comes directly back to the show. LegalZoom is the best place to help with your legal needs. They're not a law firm, but they provide self-help services at your direction. For more information on how to support this show and the rest of the Earwolf Podcast Network, go to earwolf.com/insider.
Nothing says Christmas more than Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's right. We watch the best, worst Christmas movie of all time, where Arnold Schwarzenegger wants you to know one thing.
I'm not a pervert. I just was looking for Turbo Man doll.
That's right. We saw Jingle All the Way, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made. We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Did you know you wonder how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? The holiday edition. I believe this is dropping the week of Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you who celebrate Christmas, and then happy holidays to those who don't. I am joined, as always...
You don't want to say happy Hanukkah?
Well, Hanukkah's over.
Oh, you're right. Hanukkah's over.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not? No. I thought it happens early in the month. When does it start this month?
3 days before Christmas.
Yeah. What? And it would just be nice to
guys, then happy Hanukkah. Take a sincere happy Hanukkah for you.
But that's it? We're just going to recognize Christmas and Hanukkah? Those are the only two?
Happy Kwanzaa.
There's nothing else.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Right.
And
there's got to be a Ramadan around here somewhere.
Guys, really, that's why I said happy holidays. It covers everything. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All right.
We're down a wormhole here. We're a holiday wormhole.
Baha'i?
Yeah, of course.
Baha'i Christmas.
Like we said, this is our holiday episode, so we've, of course, picked a holiday movie. It's Jingle All the Way. I'm joined, as always, by June and Jason. Hello. How are you both?
What's going on?
Hi, Paul.
And we have a very special guest. You've already heard him. Joe Mandy is here. Welcome, Joe.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you?
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah indeed. All right, Jingle All the Way.
Wow.
Wow, let's get into this movie. I never had seen this movie as a kid.
I didn't either.
And I am I'm bummed that I've missed out years of
quoting this.
I'm
actually realizing that I haven't seen Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting, really. Like, I've never seen him
this might be
on the
his
screen.
Best acting.
It's the what? Are you serious?
Well, this is, I mean, I don't know. I really believed he was a terrible father.
Right. That landed for you.
I do love movies where Schwarzenegger is just a normal guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's no comment on the fact that he is this Austrian, massive Austrian.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody ever comments on the fact that he's Austrian.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he has a crazy accent, but he's acting like the all-American dad, which he is just not.
You're my favorite customer.
So much so, and I'm sorry to jump to the end, but when there's another guy at the Christmas Eve parade who also has an Austrian accent, who has a little Turbo Man mask on, like, nobody questions, like, oh, there's another guy in this small town who's enormous, who has an Austrian accent.
Yeah. Who knows
like,
who knows the son's name? Jamie!
Right.
I want to give the doll to Jamie! And then he's like, he knows my name. Not like, my dad is Turbo Man.
We're skipping ahead, first of all.
Sorry.
Yeah, so skipping ahead. Let's take a
I mean, basically, this movie...
Guys, I'm so sorry.
No.
Guys... That you feel as guilty
as I do
about
Hanukkah.
I
just want to skip to the end.
Joe, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I ruined it.
There's so many things here that I was confused about.
Really? Like, what? Well, everything made so much sense.
First of all, let's talk about Phil Hartman's character, who's introduced in the beginning. Is it clear that he's a divorced dad, or that happened just like 30 minutes later? Because they don't set it up.
Clear.
Well, they have that thing in the beginning where he's like, all the women are like flirting with him, and it's like insinuated that he's like banging all the wives. when he's at the karate.
But it's not. It's insinuated, but he acts like a weirdo, like asexual dude. And he's just like, wow, all these women keep talking to me. And then
he's basically
through
Ned
the movie,
Flanders in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then it turns a switch, and suddenly he's like sexually assaulting.
Yes.
No, you know what I'm realizing, though? Because I was confused by that opening scene with the other women, but. Because his reaction, he keeps on turning to Rita Wilson like, oh, I hate this. And now I'm realizing that was actually the game he was playing with her. He felt that way all along about Rita Wilson.
He's playing the long game.
Yeah,
so
was.
Many levels
it was
in
so
this
patient.
Performance.
It's
typical
it was so
for
patient.
Sex maniacs.
It's also typical
Take it real slow.
Yeah. Take it real slow. Also typical for anybody who wants to get in Rita Wilson's pants. How do you think Tom Hanks got there?
Right. I also do
Hanks
like...
Hanks played it long.
Real slow.
Hanks, he lay and he waited. Then he pounced on Wilson.
I just want to set up, and this is a small note, it's a kid's movie, sure, but there are a couple of things, like the karate class is taking place at the local school, like it's not in a karate facility.
And it's more of a karate recital.
Yes, it really is a Christmas karate recital that happens the day before Christmas Eve, the big time. Also, there's so many things.
It's such stupid...
I mean, the whole beginning of the movie is just a giant setup for the third act. It's like, oh, there's a big parade this afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's icy. You better take care of those tires. Oh, I have a Turbo Man doll. It's underneath my tree. It's like every possible
thing.
And
I have a reindeer.
Oh, my God. Well, we can talk about it later, but suffice to say, when Arnold Schwarzenegger punches the reindeer out and the reindeer says, ow.
Yeah.
Best moment.
Is right about where I lost my mind
in
this movie.
Also,
he punches it out and the reindeer goes, ow.
Well, there's also a part where he tries to pet the reindeer and it snaps at him like a dog.
Yeah.
And then later when he comes outside and there's a reindeer charging him, he goes, nice doggy.
Yeah.
Nice doggy.
It's a reindeer.
Like, that
Wait,
is,
where it, is this reindeer like being housed during the course?
Why is
in
there
Phil
a reindeer?
Backyard.
In the backyard.
Yeah.
All right, so the whole premise of the movie is that Schwarzenegger is kind of a delinquent father. It seems that he has never been home his entire life.
No. Yep.
He's not up
on... Well, those box springs aren't going to sell themselves.
Is that what he's selling, box springs?
And apparently he works at the world's largest mattress facility because they go to cut to his Christmas party where he's just working, burning the midnight oil, selling box springs.
It starts the same way as Die Hard, which I think is why he signed out. He read the first two pages, like, I'll do it.
And he is selling... he's selling box springs. He's not around for his kid. His kid wants his Turbo Man action doll, and he's got to get the Turbo Man doll. Now, here's the thing that I didn't realize. This movie was so horribly reviewed because they made Turbo Man toys for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So it was, most people, when you watch this movie, it was a giant commercial for a fictional thing that they made. So it was like, yeah, it's about this Cabbage Patch, you know, Transformer or whatever. But it was actually, they made the thing.
God.
This movie, I feel like this movie was as if people like put a bunch of scene ideas onto cards, spun them in like a lotto loop, and then pulled them out every one and was like, okay, and next scene is he goes to a diner, his car runs out of gas. Next scene is Santa's workshop, corrupt con man Santa's gang fight, Santa ninja.
Slot it in. Put it on the board.
I gotta just disclaimer, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, where this movie takes place, and I remember them filming it, and it was a really big deal.
Were you an extra at all, or were you just...
I was not an extra, but I was at the Mall of America one day when they were shooting the movie, so I saw Schwarzenegger's body double slide into the ball pit.
Oh my
God. Does Schwarzenegger's body double look like? Is he as big as Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, it's a vague memory. It just means this movie's going to be retarded. Also, they shot the movie, I believe, in like April or May. Everyone's wearing jackets, and it was like hot outside.
Yeah. So Schwarzenegger goes on what you could argue is the longest daylight day in human history.
I kept being like, is it night yet?
Yeah.
I don't notice these things, but that day was so long. Like, if the lighting outside never changed.
No.
Like, it didn't start off as morning. It didn't change into midday. Like,
and the way that
bright.
He went around that city... It seems, the movie ends at a holiday parade that is in pure daylight. It's not an evening parade.
Yeah.
There's no evening element to it.
But there has been the equivalent of 40 hours of day because of what he's accomplished.
He lives in the Alaskan part of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was such a crazy thing. And then, I mean, I also want to talk about the direction on this. Schwarzenegger in this whole movie is shot either from like a camera looking up into his face or really tight close-ups. So it looks like it's almost like bad 3D. So it's always like his face is like, oh. I think a BBC critic says that Schwarzenegger has the comedic timing of a dead moose.
Oh my God. Yeah.
There is like that face is always like he's always getting hit by something, making crazy faces.
It's clear he has no concept of humor when he's like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like it's so painful to watch.
And everyone's improvising around him, too. That's why I think this movie makes no sense at all. Sinbad chokes a woman.
Yeah.
He chokes a woman.
He not only does he choke a woman, but he gets beaten up at a toy store at one point and yells, Rodney King, Rodney King. And then again
gets... I miss that.
Yeah, he yells
that.
And then he gets punched again and he goes, watch out, be careful, I've got sickle cells. So it's just like, he was saying, like, they just kept everything in.
Well, I said, like, I felt like every bit that he did in this movie were like deleted bits from Sinbad's stand-up. It was like, this didn't make it in. Ugh. It's not as funny as what his stand-up would be. This is kind of like the B-cuts. I actually have a clip.
Some stuff makes no sense. Like, at one point when he screams out, like, I've seen the movie Vertigo.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, does that mean anything to you?
Like, no.
Here,
this
no, it
is, this is some of Sinbad's little stand-up. Here we go.
You know it's all a ploy, don't you?
A ploy.
Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels.
Oh, come
on. Now you got these big fat cats sit there using working class just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck your children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on. And then they sit there and make a kid feel like garbage if you, the father, who's working 24-7, delivering mail so you make an alimony payment to a woman that slept with everybody at the post office but me! And then when you get the toy, it breaks and you can't fix it because it's a little cheap plastic.
It just seems like it seems like this cadence of stand-up without any jokes to it. And this is where he starts to choke a woman. Apparently his part was written for Joe Pesci. But they recast it at the last minute with Sinbad.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Because Joe Pesci was too short next to Schwarzenegger. But that makes more sense that he's crazy and a bad guy.
What's so interesting about that is that Sinbad was originally cast in Goodfellas. And Scorsese, at the last minute, replaced him with Joe Pesci.
Bad move.
Just think of what that movie could have been, guys.
This whole movie is just like a giant soundboard, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard, too. It's like, he's not kosher. I'm not a pervert. Don't eat my cookies. Get your mother. It's like, they're the best things of all time.
Also, the whole movie revolves around him getting a Turbo Man doll, and he's incapable of saying the word turbo. It sounds like he's saying Tim Tebow, like Tebow Man. Tebow Man.
I also sort of felt like Sinbad never had a son.
No. I felt
like that Turbo Man doll.
Like
was
that twist in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with John Candy's wife has been dead.
Like,
you don't see Sinbad's kid. Also, I mean, Sinbad is a bad dude. Besides choking a woman, he brings a bomb.
He's a terrorist.
Twice.
Yeah, he's a terrorist twice.
He's like a homicidal, like,
alcoholic.
Government worker.
Yeah, alcoholic. Ties up a parade worker, steals his costume, and gets into a fist fight, and chases a kid up a tree.
Almost
kills
racist.
A kid.
Like, he's the only black character except for the weird waiter in the diner.
No, and the black family.
Oh, that they
who is not invited to the Christmas Eve parade.
While they're saying grace.
Yes.
Remember?
The black family having grace as Arnold Schwarzenegger as Turbo Man flies through their living room.
Destroys their house. He destroys their house.
Because that, you know what they were asking for.
Yeah, they weren't praying.
You know?
They should be at the Wintertainment Parade.
So
that Wintertainment Parade is so heavily produced, too.
Oh, my God.
This
is
really...
The Wintertainment Parade, at the end of the movie, Schwarzenegger somehow gets himself into the Turbo Man costume and then proceeds... The Turbo Man costume in this movie works fully functional.
Yeah.
Like, it has jetpacks that can fly you into outer space, almost.
Projectile discs,
boomerangs that work. Everything on this costume works. If this worked, people would be wearing it. Soldiers would be bringing this into battle the way that they had this.
Oh, absolutely.
I
loved, we've not spoken yet, about the Jim Belushi.
That's the best part of the movie.
That guy who plays the elf, I feel like if we IMDb'd him, has been a Christmas elf.
He was a Seinfeld elf.
In 700 things.
Yes.
I did appreciate, though, there was one... little person in that sequence who was dressed as a Santa.
Yeah, little Santa.
Yep. Little Santa.
I want to point out the most disturbing thing about that sequence, which is a little midget elf is reading a porno magazine called Mischief.
Yep.
Which just made me laugh that was the name of the porno mag. And I believe, I did not check this out, but Vern Troyer was one of the extra.
I think so, too.
Yeah. You're right.
He was the one who gets punched and flies through
I
the
wonder
back.
If, like, every 10 years they have to make a movie like this where they just employ all the little people actors. Yeah. There were at least 50 little people actors
in this
movie.
Oh, for sure.
They're so mad because they have to ship themselves out to Minneapolis. Like, all right, I got to do this.
This place, this underground, like, workshop was where they were selling toys on the block.
Stolen, right?
Like, okay, yeah. So, but why? Why did they need to? Yeah, this is a toy cartel. Why were they all in costumes?
Who?
Okay, all right. Just had to ask.
And the women, were in like Santa's helper, costumes, like as if they were from the North Pole.
Sure. So
Belushi, we're not explaining this.
Yeah,
he goes to the Mall of America.
No, we don't need to explain this. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, sorry. I don't know.
No, please do.
He goes to the Mall of America to enter a lottery to get one of the last Turbo Man dolls in the state. And the way the lottery works, everyone gets bouncy balls, like super balls.
Yes, yeah, super balls with numbers on them.
Totally normal.
And then
the workers are overwhelmed at one point, and they throw
Chris Parnell. throws.
Oh, that was he's the first one. This is the different.
Oh, you're right.
They throw all these bouncy balls into the air,
and then so then he doesn't get a bouncy ball, and dejected walks around the Mall of America, bumps into Jim Belushi as a Santa Claus,
a degenerate Santa.
And by the way. When he's searching for that bouncy ball, that's probably about a 10-minute sequence.
Yeah. Where he's literally
chasing.
That is an action sequence where he is chasing a yellow ball around the mall.
Which involves just, we're saying action sequence, but part of it is him riding in an elevator.
Yes! Yes!
It's an action sequence that's like, and then it's just him going from like the third floor in a glass elevator to the first, like so
slow.
There are a number of
walking the Lego Land.
Yes, there are a number of montages I wrote. Nothing happened in this montage.
Sinbad, another fault of Sinbad, sprays Arnold Schwarzenegger in the face with mace.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, mace!
Schwarzenegger also gets tasered in this movie in the ass.
Yeah.
In the ass. That elf tasers him in the ass.
And dogpiled by Jim Belushi.
Go ahead.
So then he talks. Jim Belushi says, like, I have black market.
Toys.
If you want,
a Turbo Man,
right.
And the little midget actually shows him a picture of Polaroid of him with the Turbo Man holding up a newspaper. Right. Like I had this.
Like it's a ransom situation. So then they go to this like warehouse near the Mississippi River, and when they walk in, everyone is dressed as Santa's helpers and elves,
and they're making toys. Now, the idea of it, I guess, in my mind, is that they have toys that no one can get, but all the toys that are in production are like. Big blue bears.
That you win at a carnival.
Yeah.
I'm actually realizing, though, I think I do understand now why they're in costume. I think we're to understand that these are all the workers from malls.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, see, I didn't even understand.
Oh, but why are they pulling double shifts? I mean,
because you guys, they don't have time to change out of them. So don't worry about that. But they know what toys are the hottest toys of the year.
Sure.
And that's why they're waiting until Christmas Eve to make it and sell it.
And it comes into play in a second. One of the toys they're making and selling on the black market are fake badges. Because every kid wants a fake badge for Christmas.
And
they're always sold out.
It's believable enough that when the cops show up, Schwarzenegger can use the fake badge in order to claim that he's an undercover police detective
from Austria.
Who's been working on this case for 3 years.
I mean, like, what are you doing? You guys, this is the worst.
You ruined my case.
You better arrest somebody. Why doesn't anybody be like, Who are you from?
We're in St. Paul.
Don't belong.
And what kind of case did they ruin? They busted the entire ring in one-stop shopping. They didn't ruin anything.
And by the way, at this point, like, they're furiously making toys. It must be, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah, how many more toys are you selling?
Yeah.
It seems like Turbo Man is the only toy that they should be making. But no, it's the blue bears are just as hot. I also want to point out that like Schwarzenegger's like, I won't hit a Santa. Why? This guy is a scumbag who just stole $300 for you by selling you a fake Turbo Man toy.
He has a bleeding heart, though. He also gives Sinbad about, like, 15 chances after he's maced him and done...
Yeah.
There's a difficult message in this movie for, like, if you're a... I would think if you're a kid watching it... Like, it's a kid's movie, right? Like, the Santas are constantly being revealed to not really be Santa. Mm-hmm. They're being beaten up. Like, there's like a real, like, honesty about the fraudulent nature of Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, which I kept being like, how is this a kid's movie? Like, they're revealing stuff that kids would be like, wait a minute, I feel like.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just putting that out there, guys. Well,
so I mean, you didn't know when you were little that the Santas at the mall weren't actually Santa?
I thought it was Santa.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Did you not think that?
No, I thought that they... I never thought that those guys were actually Santa.
Oh, wow.
Wow, well, how jaded you were.
Yeah, look at that. I do love that Schwarzenegger's like, I won't hit a Santa, but I will pull his beard back far enough that when it slaps him in the face, it will make him do a double over flip. Like, what kind of elastic is this? Again, it's like it borders on, like, slapsticky kid movie, and then it gets, like, oddly adult in parts. Mm. It goes back and forth.
We didn't talk about, in that same scene you were just talking about, when he's fighting when the gang... When the Santas all fight Schwarzenegger and it turns into like a fight sequence, there is a Santa who has candy cane nunchucks and is a ninja
and is old.
I just wrote Ninja Santa down because that was too
stupid. just in case someone did cause trouble, they had candy cane nunchucks.
And I feel like
that's a hot toy on Christmas Eve. They have to make nunchucks out of candy.
I feel like the director at some point pulled Jim Belushi aside and was like, "Listen. This scene is going to be pretty iconic in this movie. I want to, like, push in on you at one point, and I want you to, just like your brother said, food fight, I want you to say dog pile."
It is exactly the same thing.
Exactly. You're right. It's the same camera movement, and it's the same dog pile. You know, like, it's
this
crazy.
This is my food fight.
It is his food fight. It is identical.
So, meanwhile, while Schwarzenegger is running out trying to get the Turbo Man toy and having all of his trials and tribulations, at home... Phil Hartman is making the moves on his wife, Rita Wilson, who...
On Schwarzenegger's wife.
And Schwarzenegger calls up, and this is a little interaction between Schwarzenegger and Phil Hartman, which has the classic cookies line.
Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here. These cookies. I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down now.
So Phil Hartman... really improvising up a storm. He's funny in it, but also some things make no sense. Like when he's like, "Oh, these cookies!" Like, I don't understand what that is trying to get at. That he's eating his cookies.
Prodding Schwarzenegger, like,
because
there's a part at the end where Rita Wilson's very mad at Schwarzenegger for literally coming as close as he can to burning down Phil Hartman's house.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Like lighting the house on fire.
And then Phil Hartman is like, "I'm gonna go drive your wife to the parade. You're not allowed." And then he turns around and goes, "You can't bench press your way out of this one." So that's the only reference to him being a bodybuilder in the movie.
I feel like at a certain point in this movie, I kept waiting for him to be like, "Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm a robot, and I thought this was my life. This has been a program.
I am Turbo Man.
He did not belong in this world so clearly.
That's absurd.
It was insanity. Everywhere he went, every person, when he's talking to Martin Mull, and Martin Mull's like, "Oh, 911, 911, and he's like, I want the doll.
He ran, the radio station is running a promotion. They have the last Turbo Man doll, and they want you to name all the 7 reindeer.
Right.
And Schwarzenegger tries to call, but he can't get through, so he decides to run to the radio station.
But
because
slowly.
That will work.
That'll be faster than finding another phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 2 blocks away, thank God.
Thank God. He runs to the radio station the entire way with Sinbad, reciting all the 7 reindeers, as if letting Sinbad in on the...
Yeah,
Sinbad could clearly steal it, but Sinbad has a plan, which is bringing a bomb to the radio station, which actually he doesn't think it's a bomb, but it actually turns out to be a bomb.
Well, not that package.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the second package. What I couldn't figure out...
The second bomb.
The one that blows up the police.
Yes.
The one that blows up the radio workers was a fake bomb. The one that blows up the police, real bomb. What I couldn't figure out is they were running the 2 blocks from the diner to the radio station... In so slowly, I feel like the director was like, "Hey, you guys are running too fast. The camera can't keep up with you.
Yeah.
So can you like look like you're running fast, but like be running really slow?
We can't follow you."
So they're like really high stepping, and it's really weird. Meanwhile, Sinbad is inexplicably emptying his mail bag of mail.
Well,
throwing mail onto the ground.
He's trying to lighten his load so he can run faster.
It's not working. Yeah. But
he's not lightening it with packages. No, he's lightening it with small envelopes.
Yeah, or maybe he was just trying to find that bomb.
So the cops get blown up. But
well,
that's not
one
that
cop gets blown up.
The same cop.
He's actually a state trooper, you guys.
A state trooper for the Twin Cities.
Twin Cities Police.
Wow. Twin Cities Police.
You're really into this.
Yeah, I watched it closely.
That's another person that's constantly chasing Schwarzenegger, the state trooper. First to give him a ticket, then Schwarzenegger runs over his motorcycle, and then Schwarzenegger blows him up, and then Schwarzenegger drops hot coffee on him.
Scalding hot coffee.
And by the way,
he's carrying, like, he's been really... like, badly injured.
Well, because he was blown up by a bomb, but the bomb, fortunately, had Looney Tune qualities
to
it.
Right, it was an Acme bomb.
Yes, it just stained his face, like, you know, like, just black.
But his hands are completely bandaged. And so, when Schwarzenegger's running right by him, right before the Christmas Eve parade, he's carrying a tray of, like, 7 coffees.
Yes. Yes.
We've only known him as, like, a loner in this movie, but suddenly...
But he's like,
well,
hey,
it is the longest day ever.
I don't know if you saw this, because the whole movie's climax takes place at the parade. And the parade, there is a cop float
that he is on. He's the queen of the cop float.
And there's also a giant trampoline on the cop float, where one cop is just doing, like, flips on it, which is like...
Why not? Christmas Eve!
Celebrate the cops in the wintertainment break, because all kids want to look at the cop float.
But also...
with the cop
most...
acrobat.
Yeah.
It was like Ice-T came in to help write the parts of the movie, because it's so anti-cop the whole way. Like,
The cops are just
getting hurt and blown up. They're just a nuisance. That
cops are just getting in the way of him getting his toy. But now the luck all comes together when Schwarzenegger is... running away from a cop, trying to hide from him, mistaken as the actor that is supposed to play Turbo Man in the parade.
Right, because he's a giant Austrian bodybuilder.
Now, I also don't know if they're trying to hide the fact that he's going to be Turbo Man, but he's so clear. Like, the camera's trying to do very cleverly. Like,
nobody's saying what they mean.
But he clearly is getting into the Turbo Man costume. There's the, and Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is playing his partner in the...
I like to think of him as... Agnes Bestas' boyfriend in Moonlighting.
Booster.
Booster. He's playing Booster, the dog that everyone hates from the Turbo Man TV show.
Why does everyone hate him?
That also seemed no reason. That dog didn't seem
like
to be...
Like, your kid would be happy with a Booster doll. And then just wait a week and then get a Turbo Man doll.
Yeah.
I'm going to be such a good dad.
People hate him.
He's going to be so
such
awesome.
Such a good, negligent dad.
So then the whole finale takes place at this parade. This becomes a
full-on... By the
way,
there's nothing Christmassy about this parade.
No, it's a winter. Like, it's a wintertainment.
Yeah, it's wintertainment.
Kind of back to the way that I gave my greeting.
Well, winter is just all about Sonic the Hedgehog,
Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yep. And wait, what did they high five about? Was it Snoopy or something else? Or the two kids high five?
Oh yeah, what did they high five about? Oh man!
Oh, Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat.
High five.
Well, also, like, I think that they gave like Rita Wilson is like they see the Turbo Man float. You talked about this when Rita Wilson just laughs.
Rita Wilson, when the Turbo Man float is revealed, everybody's so excited. I felt like the direction this movie was just like extras just laugh, like everybody just please start laughing. Rita Wilson laughs so hard when she sees that Turbo Man float come out.
There's nothing funny about it.
It's the craziest reaction.
She's not recognizing her husband.
No.
She's just going, oh, that's
so
funny.
She's thrilled.
She's just remembering that her husband almost burned down a neighbor's house and then she just left.
She's like, in her mind, right? You're Rita Wilson. In your character's mind, your marriage is over. Your husband is a maniac.
And your child's not getting the one thing that he wants for Christmas, Turbo Man.
Right. And you are... wet in your pants for Phil Hartman.
Well, she turns down Phil Hartman.
She hits him in the head with a thermos.
There's a lot of women in this movie like hitting men with like purses and thermoses.
Yeah. Oh man! So they're on this float. The fight scene gets crazy. Schwarzenegger is allowed to pick one kid from the audience to give the Turbo Man toy to. Great convenience there. He picks his son. The son gets it, and then all of a sudden,
Jamie.
Then Sinbad has now kidnapped
Turbo
another
man. Knows my name.
And no one recognizes him. The costume for Turbo Man, by the way, is not like a Batman cowl. No. It is a clear plastic mask.
He's basically wearing sunglasses.
Yes, he's basically wearing like
Oakleys.
Like ugly Oakleys. That is it. He looks just like Schwarzenegger.
Wait, you mean Annie Oakley's dad? Ugly Oakley?
Ugly Oakley. So basically, Sinbad has kidnapped another member of the parade. There's a giant fight scene where then Sinbad goes off and starts chasing Schwarzenegger's kid up a building onto a, like, I don't even know, like a Christmas tree that then breaks from the combined
Christmas tree on top of a building.
Yeah, Christmas tree on top of a building that then breaks from the combined weight of Sinbad and this kid. They're hanging loose 50 feet or 50 stories
above
there.
Everyone's like, is this part of the show?
Why does Sinbad have to dress up like the villain of Turbo Man? Why can't he just, in his postman's outfit, try and get the...
Right.
Because the cops will probably stop him. At this point, they're going
to
think he's part of the show.
Right, people need to think he's part of the show, Jason.
I guess so.
And that was... one thing I was embarrassed about, a genuine laugh that came out of my mouth, was when Sinbad kept calling Turbo Man Turtle Man. I laughed at Turtle Man.
My genuine laugh came out of the fact when Sinbad is running through the parade, he's trying to get away because he's stolen the Turbo Man doll from a child. And he pushes a dancing person in the parade who's dressed like a box and goes, out of my way, boxing!
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was good.
That box later saved his life.
It did save his life.
You know what I would love? I would love to do a shot-for-shot remake, or an almost shot-for-shot remake of this movie, focusing on Sinbad's character as like a what about Bob kind of. I love this idea that he has no children.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic postman who has decided that today he's going to commit suicide after getting this doll.
No, he's killed his actual
I think he's like a suicide by cop type
Yeah, totally.
He's just trying to end
it. There is a dark movie here if it's focused on Sinbad's character.
You cut to his house, he's stuffed his entire family there around the Christmas table. And he's
stuffed them with people's mail.
Oh, man. And then I guess the moral of the whole movie is... you don't need a toy when you have the real thing. Is that the
basically
moral?
Basically, the moral is you don't need this little toy when you have a bigger toy that's real.
Yeah. Because basically, like, Jamie, Schwarzenegger's kid,
Jamie,
gives the toy to Sinbad. Sinbad is then going to take it to his kid. And he goes, but Jamie, I thought you loved this toy. And he said...
Jamie still doesn't realize... Wait, does he realize this?
No, he
never realizes.
Oh, wait, no, I guess at this point
he
does.
Oh, yeah, he does at the end.
Because he tells him. I think he only after he says, I'm your father. He goes like, Dad, why would I want the toy when I have the real Turbo Man at home? That's it. That's the moral.
Well, the kid... Credits. I mean, the Christmas message is that he has the doll. The whole movie is trying to get the kid the doll. Then he gives the doll to Sinbad... to give to his unseen child.
Who may or doesn't
exist. Basically to give it to Sinbad.
Yeah, he gives it to Sinbad, and then that's it. That the end. But he's like, he's going to bring that doll to jail? He's going to jail.
Yeah, he's going to jail.
He's a terrorist. He blew up a radio station.
He blew up policemen.
He choked a woman, maced a guy. And also, this is the only Christmas movie I remember that never shows Christmas.
You never see Christmas morning.
You don't even see Christmas Eve night. It just ends in the afternoon of Christmas.
Yeah.
Eve. Oh, man. And, you know, this is something interesting. I wanted to bring this one thing up here, which is in 1998, this film was sued because someone said that they stole the entire script. The script had 36 similarities to another script that was submitted. And basically, they were found guilty. The people who made this movie were
found guilty
of stealing the idea in order to pay $19 million.
What?
Was this a hit?
It was a hit. And so... But as they won that loss,
Randy Kornfield.
This is like basically a high school teacher wrote this movie, and then
that makes sense.
And then Murray Hill president Bob Lurel got sued. Anyway, he got paid $19 million. As soon as it was awarded, the guy died right before he got the $19 million. The guy, the original writer of the script, got $19 million. He just died, and then. In 2004, this movie was in 1994.
Yeah.
Right? In 2004, they finally overturned it, and then no money got paid out to anybody.
God. Oh, wow.
36 similarities in there. But,
When I was, I think, in eighth grade, when this movie came out, I went to Italy with my family, and it was playing in Italy. But Jingle All the Way doesn't mean anything.
Right.
What they call it.
So I don't know, like Christmas ravioli. I don't know. But I just remember being like, it meant nothing. And like, I wish I could have seen that in Italy.
But
people must think.
What does this Americans title mean, like, anyway?
Jingle All the Way Home. Okay. As you know,
dismissive.
I gotta say too, I felt like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rita Wilson were too call me rude, but too old to have that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and
like to have a kid that's that young and to be so old, like something was not right
and
about
that. And they clearly are not having any sex at all.
No.
What do you mean? That embroidered Atlanta 1996. Like, she would just pounce on him.
You know, obviously we didn't like the movie, but there are some people who really love the movie, so here's a chance for a second opinion. These are reviews culled on Amazon of people that really love the movie. Arnie Fan wrote, I think the reason why people do not like this movie is that it hits too close to home.
Yeah.
This is a movie for people who can laugh at their problems.
Mm.
All right? And parents, people whose parents let them down and people who let their kids down do not like this movie. Because like I said, it hits too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. 5 stars.
Wow, that person nailed it.
Kirby Wallace writes, people don't like this movie probably because they didn't watch it to the end.
Turn it off and say, you're like, oh, you know what? I didn't like this movie. Did you get to the parade? Because that's where it really gets good.
Because he goes, it's not about materialism and purchase loyalties. It's about Christmas is not about materialism. So that is Kirby Wallace
it
again.
Is, though. It's like the son is not passing on the lessons that Arnold has learned at all.
There is no Christmas Eve.
Are you talking about his son in real life that he had?
Schwarzenegger, I did see an interview with Schwarzenegger where he goes that this is true to him because he does a lot of Christmas Eve shopping. So he knows what's going on. Yeah, I'm sure he's out in the malls. I do want to say there was one
for
thing.
For both my legitimate and my illegitimate children.
There was one thing I just want to hit on it before we go. That the kid at one point gets into a fight with Schwarzenegger on the phone. He goes, just like Turbo Man says, keep your promises if you want to keep your friends. When would Turbo Man ever say that in the Turbo Man show? Keep your promises if you want to keep your friends.
And now that you say that they manufactured the dolls and stuff, I bet they were going to do like a Turbo Man TV show, like Power Rangers style.
They said that the movie was rushed so much they couldn't produce as many toys as they wanted or needed to get it out for Christmas. God. So it was just a giant ad. But we asked you all at home to participate in this movie. We asked you to send your eardrops in of your best Schwarzenegger impression giving a holiday greeting. So we've picked the top three sound clips, so take a listen.
Hello, Paul. Hasta la vista, Christmas.
Oh, it's so crazy, it's the holidays. Merry Christmas. Go see a jingle all the way.
This is Arnold. I just wanted to wish Merry Christmas to the beautiful June Diane Raphael, my Gap 2's brother, Paul Scheer, and the hipster Santa, Jason Marzoukas.
I like the second one.
The second one was the best one.
Really?
It's really good.
I'm going to go with the third one.
Okay.
And as always, everyone who submitted their eardrops, you get nothing.
Great work. Great work.
So I think that wraps it up for Jingle All the Way. Any thoughts? Anything that we didn't talk about? Anything that cares to be mentioned?
I hated this movie.
Okay.
This movie ruined Christmas.
This the ending of this, I'm realizing, is a lot like Old Dogs.
By the way, it's exactly like Old Dogs. I thought the same thing
ending.
When it was a jetpack.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, jetpack, bad dad. Bad dad needs to rescue his kid with a jetpack. This is Old Dogs.
By the way, when he was rescuing the kid in the jetpack, like, we've already seen him. The kid's Jamie's dangling off, like, two-story
for, like,
building.
For
a really long time.
Oh, and much like the kid in the tree in Superman 3.
Yeah.
There's a lot of connections.
And Arnold is having so much trouble with that jetpack.
When he's in trouble, he loses control and is suddenly in Minneapolis.
Yes.
In Minneapolis, and then comes back to St. Paul.
Right, but I was like,
which
doing,
is
the movie
like,
also
15
has,
miles away.
Yeah, this movie has no difference between those two cities.
They're the same thing. They have the same police force.
By the way, I love my dad. He is amazing, but I would never want to see my dad in a jetpack. That is not a fantasy, but these Hollywood movies are like, put
they
the dads in the jetpack. Kids really want their dads to be flying
in. I also felt like Jamie was going to be safer just dropping off the building than having Arnold grab him in that jetpack.
Yeah. I think falling to his death is actually a better gift than getting a Turbo Man from his insane father. Well, that about wraps it up for How Did This Get Made? Thank you to Joe Mandy, who has one of my favorite Twitter accounts, at Joe Mandy. You can, of course, follow June and I, at June Diane, and at Paul Scheer. Jason, you do not have a Twitter account. I want to thank everybody here at Earwolf for putting out this amazing holiday episode so quickly for you. And, as always, if you like the show, please rate and review it on iTunes. We'll see you in the new year. Unless you're listening in the new year, then we're seeing you now. Watching you every step.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.
I had this book, like, laughing at me from my bookshelf. Oh, smart boy, you can't read me. Well, I can read you, Jude the Obscure. I'm Michael Ian Black, and this is Obscure, in which I read Jude the Obscure out loud and comment on it as I go. There must be literally tens of people who will go with me on this journey. Subscribe to Obscure wherever you listen.